Yeah, it's gone really well. We're very happy. We've had about just over 100 people through the doors so far. It's been quite a good networking event, and everybody seems happy enough, and there's free bacon rolls going around, so everybody's well fed there as well.
And I can just about hear you over the noise of the crowd here. So many exhibitors. I mean, I've just about got here, but going to plan and work my way through across. Any sort of particular highlights, you think?
Yeah, Nebosch, they're the main sponsor. They've got a couple of X-Forces guys and girls there. We always find quite helpful when speaking to the audience and kind of tell their own resettlement journey. So it's always great to have X-Forces actually on the stands as well. There's even a French property management group as well, so we've kind of ticked all the boxes today.
You've said resettlement's in the title, but it is for anybody that's potentially looking forward and thinking about careers past the armed forces. But obviously veterans here as well today.
Yeah, there's quite a few veterans. We've got Support Our Paras charity here, and we've also got a lot of reserve units here as well looking to recruit. So yeah, veterans are very much welcome, as are military spouses and partners as well. We've got recruit for spouses here as well, so there's been something pretty much for everybody from the forces community.
And we're about halfway through the event today, so you said we've had many people through the door and still expecting many people as well. This is your last event of the year. Going forward, you can take the experiences from here and then hoping to get some more events on the way.
Yeah, sure. We're looking to expand on numbers next year as well. We normally do three a year around the UK, and the three we've done this year has been hugely popular, so it would make sense to do more and cater for the wider forces community across the UK.
Hi, I'm Dean Ferguson from BV Associates, and I'm here today supporting the Nebosch stand, promoting Nebosch courses to service leaders.
And with Nebosch, what can they offer for our forces community?
I think the difference with Nebosch and what they can offer is that Nebosch went to the industries, the employment sectors, and said, what qualification can we give that best prepares an individual going into this job position? You know, where there are other qualifications you can go on, and yes, you can learn the skills required for that qualification and get a tick in the box, but ultimately you're then left thinking, okay, so how do I apply this to industry? So Nebosch have done the groundwork for them, and that's why we support Nebosch, and that's why we brief it to the armed forces.
Fantastic. And what's the reaction been like from visitors today?
Yeah, it's a really different pool of people here. We go a lot to a lot of these things, and people come and they've got 8 years left. People come and they've got 4 years left. There seems to be a lot of people here today that have got the message to start the process 2 years or a year before we leave. And I don't know if that's a cultural change. I don't know if it's the pandemic, but ultimately people are coming and they're asking questions. Whereas before, you get a lot of people that turn up like startled rabbits and they don't really know what they want to do. And I think it's important that those sort of people come to these events as well, but people are actually turning up and saying, I've signed off, this is what I want to do, how can you help me?